So let's talk about panhandling. We've all had experiences with people begging in the city, in the suburbs, and really around the world. This week, the village of Downers Grove was sued over its law against panhandling at intersections. The ACLU and the Law Project for the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless filed suit on behalf of two men who generally stand at an intersection near Butterfield and Finley Roads, both very busy intersection. And the question is, do panhandlers have constitutional rights? With us to discuss this issue is Diane O'Connell, a lawyer with the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless and one of the lawyers bringing the suit. Thank you for coming down to talk about this.
Thank you for having me.
And, you know, again, this is something that we've all had some experience with, and there's some panhandlers who are very aggressive and some that just stand there and wait for you to come to them. Do panhandlers have constitutional rights?
Absolutely.
And tell us why, because I know that our listeners, that some of them are going to be saying, you know, that's offensive. I don't want to go into a store if someone's standing out there. What is the constitutional right to stand there and ask for money?
Well, the First Amendment to the United States Constitution and the Illinois Constitution guarantees the right to freedom of speech, and panhandling is speech. So everyone has the right to ask for help.
I'm going to give out our numbers here. If anyone has any comments or questions, we're all going to be very civilized tonight. 312-981-7200. I'm here with Diane O'Connell. Let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about some of the laws that regulate panhandling and what's constitutional and what's not. You're listening to The Karen Conti Show on WGN. We're here with Diane O'Connell, lawyer with the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless, and we're talking about panhandling. There was a lawsuit filed by the ACLU and the Chicago Coalition against Downers Grove over its panhandling ordinance. Can you tell us a little bit about the law, what it says, and why you believe strongly that it violates the Constitution?
Yeah, so the Downers Grove ordinance actually mirrors the Illinois Vehicle Solicitation Statute, which prohibits people from asking for money donations for personal use and also rides and employment near roadways. So it does not prohibit people from asking for money for donations to nonprofit organizations. It does not prohibit people from asking for you to sign a political petition. There might be any other number of things that somebody wants to ask you by the side of the street. And some of those might be very unpleasant, but they're all legal unless you're asking for a cash donation for personal use or a ride or a job.
And what's the slippery slope here? Because I know that, you know, with these kinds of organizations, you work for an organization that protects the homeless. And what is the slope that you're worried about? That if these kinds of ordinances are brought and they're kept up, what is your concern for the people that you advocate for?
Right. Well, I just think it's a very basic human issue. Think about what it means for a democratic, you know, free society to say that it is illegal for one person to ask another person for help. It's not only homeless people that panhandle. Any of us might find ourselves in a situation where we might need to ask for a ride or for a few dollars. I know it happened to me in my youth. It's just really pretty scary to have any laws that regulate the content of people's speech. And that's what, you know, that's what the First Amendment is all about.
And I'm going to read to you from some of the texters, and I knew that these would come because I was discussing this with some of my people in my environment, and I got the same questions. I feel no sympathy for begging. These are adults they are homeless people who make a choice to live on the streets. They're not asking for help. They are harassing Chicago. What do you have to say for people? I'm sure you hear this kind of stuff all the time. How do you respond to that?
Having spent about 5 years working with people who live on the street, I don't feel that it's a choice. I have met very, very few people in that time who are on the street by choice. There's a drastic shortage of housing resources in the city of Chicago for people who can't pay market rate housing. So that's one thing.
Okay, and so how many homeless do we have in Chicago, roughly speaking?
So our agency recently released a report that puts the number at over 80,000.
80,000 people. Is this Chicago or Chicago area as well?
That is Chicago.
Is that per capita similar to other cities, just generally speaking?
I actually don't have those numbers. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and generally speaking, what are the main reasons for homelessness? Is it mental illness? Is it alcoholism? Because, again, another texter said, oh, they don't use it for food. They use it for alcohol and drugs, and therefore you shouldn't be giving them anything. What do you say to that, and what are the reasons for homelessness, generally speaking?
So I think those are stereotypes about people experiencing homelessness. This idea that they're, predominantly people with mental health and substance abuse issues. Certainly, those issues do affect poor people, just as they affect people in other sectors of society. But, you know, the visible homeless person that you are, a lot of these stereotypes are linked to, really does not represent the majority of homeless people. I mean, you know, in the city of Chicago, many, many families are homeless. Many, many families are living doubled up with other families. And that's also a form of homelessness. And the primary reason is because housing is unaffordable and unavailable.
And what kinds of resources are available for homeless people? I mean, I think there are people who believe that every night a homeless person can go to a shelter and find a bed to sleep in. Is that not the case?
That is not the case. On any given night in the city of Chicago, the city-funded shelters may either be full or may have, you know, 10 or less beds. That's just... And in the winter, you know, it's very typical that they will all be actually full. And that is, provided that you could actually get to them and that they would accept you, right? So even those available beds might be in a facility that's for all men or for all women or for only women with children or things like that. So certainly there are people who are not going to fit those eligibility criteria. There is one shelter in the city of Chicago that almost always has beds. And it is a place that is not accessible for people with disabilities of various, either physical disabilities or mental health disabilities. And it's also a place where you are required to engage in religious activities while you're there. It's known to be dangerous and scary. So there's a lot of people that don't want to stay there and actually feel safer being either outside or, in some other situation, which is also likely scary. So the options are not great.
Diane, a texter says nursing homes are available for homelessness. Is that true? I would never have even thought that.
I actually don't know how true that is. I know that there are some disabled people who are pushed into nursing homes because they are homeless and don't have other options. And I know that a lot of people find that offensive because they are not so sick that they need to be in a nursing home. They are really just poor and need a bed to sleep in.
Diane, just one final question before we wrap this up. Homelessness is something, I take it that you're in this as a lawyer to not make a good living for yourself, but to help people who are less fortunate, which is a good thing to do. What can people do? If people want to help the homeless situation, what can they do, whether it's donating money or taking some action? What would you suggest?
Well, one thing I would say is that we are fighting to increase the real estate transfer tax in the city of Chicago for the specific purpose of raising millions of dollars for homelessness. So if you're interested in supporting that campaign, you could call your alderman. It's called the Bring Chicago Home campaign. But also, you know, certainly you can support nonprofit organizations that do great work. There are many good shelters in the city of Chicago. They are always struggling. There's many organizations that do great work. And also, I feel like, you know, if you feel compelled to give money to a panhandler, you should feel comfortable in doing that, because that's what human beings do. We show compassion and we share with each other.
Diane O'Connell, thank you so much. Diane O'Connell is an attorney for the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless. Thank you for coming in and sharing with us.
Sure, thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to The Karen Conti Show on WGN.